Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we had mentioned the Hadith Sharif when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us that we will be questioned about the various favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. If we just think about the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this Hadith Sharif, we can realize how greatly everybody is enjoying the favors of Allah ta'ala which have been given at all times to His creation, rich and poor. Is there anyone, however poor, constantly given countless favors and gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Take for example the gift of good health and perfect limbs, which is a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then to be able to breathe is a special gift of Allah ta'ala, which everything living enjoys at all times. Another hadith sharif says, when this surah, surah Takathur, was revealed, some of the sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what gifts are we enjoying? Our daily food is just half a meal of barley bread, which is not enough to satisfy our hunger. Then came the revelation, don't they have shoes to wear? Don't they get cool water to drink? These are also gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith sharif says, the first question to be asked about Allah's gifts on the day of Qiyamah will be, did He not give you a healthy body and give you cold water to drink? It is said in another hadith sharif, of the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be asked about on the day of Qiyamah are the piece of bread eaten to satisfy your hunger, the water drunk to quench your thirst, and a piece of cloth used to cover your body. Once on a hot summer afternoon, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went to Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu came to know of it and also went to the masjid. He asked Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu what had brought him out of his house at this time. He replied that it was because of hunger that he had come to the masjid. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, in whose hands is my soul, it is the same with me. Meanwhile, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also came there and asked what had brought them there at that time. They replied that hunger had brought them out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that which has brought you out has also brought me out. All of them then got up and went to the house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, but he was not at home. His wife was very happy, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her where Hazrat Abu Ayyub had gone, she replied that he would return in a short while. Soon Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu also returned. When he saw them, he quickly brought a bunch of dates. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, why did you cut off the whole bunch? You could have just picked the ripe dates only. He respectfully replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I plucked the whole bunch so that dates of all kinds, the fully ripe, the half ripe, and the dried ones and the fresh ones should be before you, and you should be able to choose and pick whichever type you like. So they ate the dates of all kinds. Meanwhile, Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu slaughtered a small goat, roasted some of its meat, and cooked the meat. He then presented it to them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took some bread and a piece of roasted meat and said, giving to Hazrat Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu, he said, take this to Fatima radiallahu anha. She has also not eaten anything like this for several days. He hurried off to deliver it. When all of them had eaten, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we have enjoyed so many gifts of Allah ta'ala, bread, meat, and unripe and ripe dates. Saying this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried a little. These are the gifts about which we shall be questioned and asked on the day of Qiyamah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu were shocked to hear this. It worried them to think that they would have to answer for these favors, although they had to first suffer so much of hunger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you shall definitely have to answer. You should read Bismillah before eating and read the following dua after you have finished eating. Alhamdulillah alladhi huwa ashba'ana wa an'ama alayna wa afdal. All praise be to Allah, who in His mercy made us eat to our full and as a great favor gave us plentiful. Allah ta'ala give us so be.